Wave 98.3 is CIWV-FM, 98.3 FM, Vancouver.
Good morning. It is 7 o'clock at Sterling in for Tara Jean, and here's what's making waves. British Columbia's chief veterinarian has told clinics that treat wild birds they must establish protocols to prevent the spread of avian flu, warning of the risk of human exposure to the illness. Dr. Teresa Burden says in a letter to vets last week that reporting of sick and dead wild birds across the province has increased recently, and clinics handling wild birds must have safety procedures in place and ensure staff are trained and equipped with proper protection. Days after Burns issued her letter, BC health authorities announced the first case of human bird flu infection acquired in Canada with a teenage patient in critical conditions. Dr. Burns says sick birds should be isolated from people and animals, and that anyone interacting with them should wear protective gear, including gowns, gloves, and eye protection. Last weekend, BC announced its first human case of H5N1. The teenage patient, who's in hospital in critical condition, has no connection to farms, and authorities are currently trying to determine how that person got sick. The rate at which Canadian rental prices are increasing should slow in coming years as the government's plan to cut back immigration numbers takes hold. This according to a new report from Desjardins, which says our outlook is for a slowdown in the pace of rent inflation over the next few years, in line with a rising unemployment rate and weaker population growth. Rents have been rising fast, and rent inflation is much higher than increases in the price of owned homes. Inflation of rental accommodation was at 8.3% in the third quarter of this year. That's the fastest pace since the early 1980s. Lowering the number of newcomers should halt or possibly even reverse Canada's population growth, slowing demand for rental accommodation, says this report. But while Desjardins expects rent inflation to slow, it said there is uncertainty around how the federal government will implement its new immigration policies. If the population slows faster than anticipated, the demand for rental accommodation will slow and price pressures will ease, it said. On the other hand, higher than anticipated population growth that are more in line with the Bank of Canada's recent outlook would put more sustained pressure on rent prices. In sports, there are five games on tap in the NHL tonight. Canucks off tonight after losing to the Islanders 5-2 last night, followed by an apology from the head coach saying, "We must do better. We played light." That's an understatement. Canucks, by the way, get another chance when they host the Chicago Blackhawks tomorrow night at Rogers Arena. Last night, the CFL Awards took place, and as expected, Brady Oliveira, running back with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, took two, the Most Outstanding Player and the Most Outstanding Canadian Awards. And a big fight on Netflix tonight, Iron Mike Tyson, 30 years older than his opponent, Jake Paul, and who hasn't had a fight in 20 years, is favored by the odds makers. Either way, Paul will make $40 million. Tyson expected to make $20 million, and a battle on Netflix later in the day. Wave weather, we're looking at a fairly nice day with a mix of sun and cloud and a cooler high, about 6. Increasing cloudiness and drizzle overnight with a low of 2. Tomorrow, clouds and drizzle in the morning, rain in the afternoon, a high of 6. And then for Grey Cup Day, clouds with a chance of a shower and a slightly warmer high of 10. Right now it is dry, and that helps with the rush hour traffic. And 5 degrees in downtown Vancouver.
Passing.
Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Way 98.3 with North of Soul and Put It Where You Want It. And also when there are great memories from Ace back to the 70s. For how long can this go on? Good morning. It's 7-Eleven. It's Sterling in for Tara Jean, who's taking a nice four-day Grey Cup weekend. She'll be back with you on Tuesday. Traffic this morning, just the one major trouble spot. And it's a biggie. That turns out there's not four, but five vehicles involved in the collision on Highway 1 westbound at Brunette. Now, apparently, their Drive BC saying it's more of a fender bender, rear ender kind of a thing rather than a major, major problem. But in terms of damage to vehicles and individuals, however, it is a huge problem in traffic as traffic heading into town on Highway 1 is backed up from Brunette all the way back through Coquitlam, back across the Portman Bridge into the 170s, heading out of North Surrey into town. And as a result, a lot of people have said enough of this and have opted for either the Patello Bridge or Lougheed, and both of those alternate routes also very busy. Elsewhere around town, lots of volume, but no other major tie-ups or problems.
Well, hello there. It's Phil Evans with Life Around Town in concert with Kwantlen Polytechnic University. The Wave presents Michael Casehammer and the Spirit of Christmas at the K-Meek Center for the Arts in West Van December 6th. Get your tickets at kmeek.com and then keep the spirit going with Holiday Magic. It's guitarist Steve Oliver and songstress Kat Levan. They're doing all your holiday favorites at Blue Frog Studios in White Rock December 14th. Wild Blue Herons are the magnetic husband and wife duo of Bill Sample and Darlene Cooper. They're booked in at Port Moody's Inlet Theater November 15th, and they're bringing a horn section with them. Get all the info on this and other shows at wave983.fm. Life Around Town is in concert with Kwantlen Polytechnic University. Visit them online at kpu.ca and find more things to do near you at wave983.fm.
Wave weather at 7:13 on this Friday morning. We're looking at a mix of sun and cloud today with a high of 8 and a light breeze this afternoon, which eventually will bring with it another cloud cover tonight. And it's unfortunate because tonight is the official full moon, and it's just beautiful, too. Tonight's low because of the clearer sky, so we should see some of the moon and a low of 2. Tomorrow, we're looking at clouds and drizzle in the morning, rain in the afternoon with a high of 8 tomorrow, and then clouds and a chance of showers on Grey Cup Day with a high, a warmer 10. Right now, it is still dry, and that's critical for a Friday morning commute to work. And in downtown Vancouver, here at 555 West Georgia, it's still 5 degrees. And here's John Mayer. This is Say, Wave 98.3.
Take all of your wasted honor, every little past frustration. Take all of your so-called if you could only see.
Surf the sound waves.
Time, weather, and
Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Yeah.
That is a song called Revelation from Hiroshima, along with John Mayer and Say. It's 7:21 on this 5-degree Friday morning. Tara Jean enjoying a nice long 4-day weekend. I'm Sterling Fox. Tara Jean will be back on Tuesday, by the way. So what's left of me will be here on Monday morning after Grey Cup Sunday. That'll be an interesting outing. Wanted to tell you about the East Side Culture Crawl. It actually began yesterday, and this year, 500 artists involved all over the East Side of Vancouver. Studios opened to the public, an opportunity to talk to the artists, the creators of these wonderful works, workshops, exhibits, installations. The hours are 5 to 10 today And they will be open from 11 till 6 tomorrow and Sunday. And again, the artists on the east side, this is the 28th annual. So they've got this down pretty tight. And because it's an ongoing thing, and there's an incredible amount of enthusiasm, and apparently some level of support from the federal, local, and provincial governments with respect to developing a cultural district in Vancouver. We don't have one specifically. And the folks involved in the culture crawl, hoping to sort of be the spearhead of one of those culture zones in our city on the east side. Lots more details on this year's 28th annual Culture Crawl at culturecrawl.ca. Back to music with Coldplay on the Wave.
I know that this could hurt me bad. I know that this could feel like that, but I just can't stop. And my defenses drop. I know that I was born to kill any angel on my windowsill, but it's so dark inside. I throw the windows wide. I know, la 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 la. I know, la 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 la. Still I don't let go. On fields of flowers grow.
Wave 98.3, a tremendous job of reimagining a song from the 70s, originally done by the Dramatics. What you see is what you get. Phil Papa on sax, and also the new one from Coldplay, and Feels Like I'm Falling in Love. Good morning. It is 7:30 on the West Coast. Sterling in for Tara Jean, and here's what's making waves. The 55,000 Canada Post workers represented by the Canadian Union of Postal Workers, CUPW, are on strike. The union says after a year of bargaining with little progress, postal workers made the difficult decision to strike. CUPW issued a 72-hour strike notice earlier in the week, saying it's been asking for fair wages, safer working conditions, and other improvements over nearly a year of bargaining. Canada Post served the union with the lockout notice not long after, but had said it did not intend to lock workers out. The Crown Corporation previously said if there is labor action, it will do the best to minimize service disruptions, but delays may be unavoidable. It also warned a labor disruption would make its already serious financial predicament worse, as competitive parcel delivery market has increasingly challenged Canada Post in the wake of the pandemic. And the city of Vancouver is requesting we have some input on 17 areas around town the city has identified as future villages. It's all part of the Vancouver plan, in which villages are defined as areas with existing retail clusters that can evolve. The goal is for these future villages to grow into vibrant, lively, and connected neighborhoods, the city says. Villages will enable missing middle housing up to six stories and new opportunities for shops and services, all within a short walk or bike ride. The plan is for villages to be within a five-minute walk from key intersections, too. The city is asking us to read about the plans and take a survey. It all happens at shapeyourcity.ca. In sports last night, the Canucks lost a bit of a stinker to the New York Islanders. The coach actually apologized to the paying customers at the game after it was over. They host Chicago and Connor Bedard tomorrow at Rogers Arena. There are five NHL games tonight. Winnipeg's Brady Oliveira is the Canadian Football League's most outstanding player and most outstanding Canadian as of the CFL Awards dinner last night. Deservingly so. He's a beast. The Toronto Argonauts are going to have their hands full with Oliveira and the Blue Bombers on Grey Cup Sunday. Kickoff, by the way, at the Dome in front of 50,000 fans, 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. And there's a big fight of sorts on Netflix tonight. Iron Mike Tyson, who is 31 years older than Jake Paul, the YouTube sensation, are going to, well, battle it out, duke it out on Netflix. Paul's going to make $40 million, Tyson guaranteed about $20 million. And interestingly, despite the difference in intake as far as salary goes, the odds makers are actually favoring Mike Tyson, who hasn't had a fight in 20 years. Wave weather, there is a weather warning up for the Sea to Sky Highway and Pemberton and north of Whistler and including Whistler. Yes, we're talking about snowfall, and it's expected overnight into tomorrow with 5 to 10 centimeters of snow possible. And keep that in mind if you're planning to travel up the Sea to Sky, especially overnight and into the morning. For the rest of us down here, a mix of sun and clouds today with a high of 8. Clouds tonight, drizzle overnight, and showers tomorrow morning. Tonight's low 2. Tomorrow it's going to warm up to about 6 degrees with rain throughout the day, clouds and showers, and warmer for Grey Cup Sunday with a high of 10. Right now, still 5 degrees in downtown Vancouver.
and wait another day for the captain of the heart. As the day came up, she made a stop. She stopped waiting another day for the captain of the heart.
I'm Michael Casehammer, and you're enjoying Vancouver's Wave 98.3.
We have 98.3, the Pride of Amsterdam. There's Candy Dulfer, along with the amazing Nile Rodgers, collaborating on a tune called Convergency. And great memories from Duble and Captain of Her Heart. For your Friday morning, it's Sterling for Tara Jean, 741. In traffic this morning, Fraser Bridge is okay. Volume northbound, but that's pretty typical for this time of day. The big trouble spot has been Highway 1 westbound. There was an accident earlier involving five cars at Brunette. Now, that has since been cleared away, but in about the last 15 minutes or so. So that's the good news. That's the not so good news is the backups as a result of this five car accident go right back on Highway 1 into town all the way across the Portman Bridge into North Surrey. And because of that, a lot of people have decided to deke out and do low heat instead. So low heat inbound also very heavy this morning.
Wave 98.3 proudly presents Michael Casehammer's Spirit of Christmas show live at the K Meek Center for Arts, December 6th. Celebrate the season with award-winning jazz pianist Michael Casehammer bringing his signature style, charm, and heartwarming holiday classics to the stage.
All I want is peace for Christmas.
It's a night of festive tunes and unforgettable music, hosted by Wave 98.3's Tara Jean and Sterling Fox. Log on to wave98.3.fm for your chance to get on the Wave guest list. But if you can't wait, head to kmeek.com to reserve your seats today. A magical evening of Christmas cheer. Michael Casehammer's Spirit of Christmas show, December 6th, from Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Gotta tell you, TJ and I are really looking forward to that night up at K Meek Center. Michael Casehammer, a very charismatic, very engaging, very entertaining chap. And the music will be an awful lot of fun. We hope that you will be able to join us at tickets at K Meek already. More details at wave98.3.fm. Wave weather for today, a mix of sun and cloud. Another nice day. Yesterday turned out lovely, and it appears to be that way. A little cooler today with a high around 8. Tonight, some clouds, and the clouds tonight will bring drizzle down here and snow on probably on top of Grouse, Cypress, and Seymour, to say nothing of the Sea to Sky Highway and all the way up to and including Whistler and Pemberton and beyond. So that's overnight into tomorrow morning. So if you're planning on doing some trips up north to Whistler or whatever, be prepared for some real Canadian winter right around the corner, literally from Horseshoe Bay. Tomorrow, we're looking down here at drizzle and a high of about 8. And on Grey Cup Sunday, a little warmer, a cloud and showers and a high of 10. It's nice and dry for the drive-in and 5 degrees still in downtown Vancouver. And here at the Wave, that's the way it is. This is Bruce Hornsby and the Range.
Just the way it is.
Vancouver's coolest vibe.
And the reason of love.
Wave 98.3, great memories from Gino Vannelli back in his early hitmaker days, and I Just Want to Stop, along with Bruce Hornsby in the Range, and that's the way it is. It's 7:52 and a 5-degree dry Friday morning. It's Sterling for Tara Jean with Kim Scott and Blake Aaron. This one's called Shine. Wave 98.3.
broadcasting in HD for the best listening experience. This is CIWVFM at 98.3 FM HD1. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Good morning, it's Sterling for Tara Jean. It's 8 o'clock, and here's what's making waves. The 55,000 Canada Post workers represented by CUPW, the Canadian Union of Pub Postal Workers, are on strike. The union says after a year of bargaining with little progress, postal workers made the difficult decision to strike. CUPW issued a 72-hour strike notice earlier in the week, saying it's been asking for fair wages, safer working conditions, and other improvements over nearly a year of bargaining. Canada Post served the union with lockout notice not long after, but had said it didn't intend to lock workers out. The Crown Corporation previously said if there is labor action, it will do its best to minimize service disruptions, but delays may be unavoidable. It also warned that a labor disruption would make its already serious financial predicament worse, as a competitive parcel delivery market has increasingly challenged Canada Post in the wake of the pandemic. And the RCMP will begin its rollout of body-worn cameras for officers across the country beginning next week. It expects deployment of more than 10,000 of the cameras to be finished in the next year. The RCMP says the cameras serve as an objective record of how officers interact with the community. Officers will wear the cameras on their chests. The cameras will flash red lights to indicate they're recording. The Mounties say the cameras won't be worn for surveillance or for 24-hour recordings. They also won't be used in settings with a high expectation of privacy, such as washrooms or hospitals, or during strip or body cavity searches. In sports, the Canucks lost badly last night to the point where the coach after the game actually apologized to people who paid for tickets to see them lose to the Islanders 5-2. They host the Chicago Blackhawks and Connor Bedard tomorrow at Rogers Arena. There are five NHL games tonight. And at the CFL Awards last night, Winnipeg Blue Bombers Brady Oliveira won Most Outstanding Player and Most Outstanding Canadian, deservedly so. The guy's a beast. The Argos will have their hands full on Sunday afternoon in front of 50,000 fans on the Grey Cup game, which kicks off at 3 o'clock. There is also a fight of some description tonight on Netflix featuring Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. Tyson hasn't had a fight in almost 20 years. He's also 31 years older than Jake Paul, who's going to make $40 million regardless of what happens. Tyson is actually the favorite and is scheduled to win to make